नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। माया जवनिकाच्छनम्
अज्ञा दोक्षजम् अव्ययम्
न लक्ष्यसे मूढदृशा नटो नाट्यधरो यथा
माया जवनिकाच्छनम्
अज्ञा दोक्षजम् अव्ययम् न लक्ष्यसे मूढदशा नटो नाट्यधरो यथा
माया
डिल्यूडिंग जवनिका
कर्टन
अच्छनम
कवर्ड बाय
अज्ञा
इग्नोरेंट
अदोक्षजम
बियॉन्ड द रेंज ऑफ मटेरियल कंसेप्शन
ट्रांसेंडेंटल
अव्ययम
इररिप्रोचेबल
नॉट
लक्ष्यसे
ऑब्जर्व
मूढदृशा
बाय द फूलिश ऑब्जर्वर
नटः
आर्टिस्ट
नाट्यधरः
ड्रेस्ड एज ए प्लेयर
यथा एज Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Please repeat. Being beyond the range
of limited sense perception,
you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy.
You are invisible to the foolish observer.
Exactly as an actor dressed as a player
is not recognized.
Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna affirms that less intelligent persons mistake him to be an ordinary man like us, and thus they deride him. The same is confirmed herein by Queen Kunti. The less intelligent persons are those who rebel against the authority of the Lord. Such persons are known as Asuras. The Asuras cannot recognize the Lord's authority. When the Lord Himself appears amongst us as Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, or in his original form as Krishna, He performs many wonderful acts which are humanly impossible. As we shall find in the 10th canto of this great literature, Lord Sri Krishna exhibited His humanly impossible activities even from the days of His lying on the lap of His mother. He killed the Putana witch, although she smeared her breast with poison just to kill the Lord. The Lord sucked her breast like a natural baby, and He sucked out her very life also. Similarly, He lifted the Govardhan hill just as a boy picks up a frog's umbrella, and stood several days continuously just to give protection to the residents of Vrindavan. These are some of the superhuman activities of the Lord described in the authoritative Vedic literatures like the Puranas, Itihasas and Upanishads. He has delivered wonderful instructions in the shape of the Bhagavad Gita. He has shown marvelous capacities as a hero, as a householder, as a teacher and as a renouncer. He is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by such authoritative personalities as Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Narada, Madhva, Shankara, Ramanuja, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, and all other authorities of the line. He Himself has declared as much in many places of the authentic literatures. And yet, there is a class of men with demoniac mentality who are always reluctant to accept the Lord as the Supreme Absolute Truth. This is partially due to their poor fund of knowledge and partially due to their stubborn obstinacy, which results from various misdeeds in the past and present. Such persons could not recognize Lord Sri Krishna even when He was present before them. Another difficulty is that those who depend more on their imperfect senses cannot realize Him as the Supreme Lord. Such persons are like the modern scientists. They want to know everything by their experimental knowledge, but it is not possible to know the Supreme Person by imperfect experimental knowledge. He is described herein as Adokshaja, or beyond the range of experimental knowledge. All our senses are imperfect. We claim to observe everything and anything, but we must admit that we can observe things under certain material conditions only, which are also beyond our control. The Lord is beyond the observation of sense perception. Queen Kunti accepts this deficiency of the conditioned soul, especially of the women class who are less intelligent. For less intelligent men, there must be such things as temples, mosques or churches, so that they may begin to recognize the authority of the Lord and hear about Him from authorities in such holy places. For less intelligent men, this beginning of spiritual life is essential. Not only foolish men decry the establishment of such places of worship, which are required to raise the standard of spiritual attributes for the mass of people. For less intelligent persons, bowing down before the authority of the Lord, as generally done in the temples, mosques or churches, is as beneficial as it is for the advanced devotees to meditate upon Him by active service. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సది గౌర భక్త వృంద Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maya Javanika Chanam Agyadokshajam Avyayam Na Lakshase Mudadrasha Nato Natyadharo Yatha. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of diluting energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So this is the second prayer, second shloka of the prayers of Queen Kunti. And here she is declaring Krishna as something misunderstood by people, because they just see him acting like a human being, so they don't accept him as a Supreme Lord. To them, it's always, if at all they accept, they will say Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, or they will say Lord Brahma, or not Brahma, very few, Lord Vishnu, and then of course the Lord will say Lord Shiva. And they will say Krishna is the eighth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. So he is as good as, equal to, or as important as Kalki and Varaha, etc. The so-called ten incarnations. Even that, we will see in, we have already seen that. That there are 24, not 10. Even if you take that. But we know that, like in the previous verse, it was declared that Krishna is the Adhyam, Adi Purusha. So, Kunti Devi is calling these people as Mudadrasha. Mudadrasha. That means, Muda means stupid, fool, moron. In Hindi also, Muda means something on which you sit. So naturally, that has no intelligence. So these are the people, and Krishna himself declares in Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter that those who think that I am a human being, they are vimudas, mudas. And few other places he talks about that. And then again now, as Prabhupada says, Kunti Devi is confirming this. And this is all because, not because they don't want to accept Krishna. They are envious most of the time. You know, you see, some are ignorant, but most of them are envious. You know, because they have been from birth or from wherever they had some sense, they have been worshipping somebody else. And that's like it's not like, you know, necessarily that what they are doing is right, but they think, they have been told, this is what you are supposed to do. You are from this kula or this dynasty or this this family, and we are all worshippers of Devi, or we are worshippers of like that. So we also start doing that, because when we are children, we just follow what the parents do. And so it is very, very difficult for people to accept this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very difficult. Like when Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela, and then he gave a class, there used to be a mantapa. Hare Krishna. And he used to give a class there in Hindi. So he finished the class and he came back to his camp. One Mataji followed him. And she said, Swamiji, bahut achha class, you know, very nice. But I have a question. And he said, okay, go ahead. And she said, why did you have to go to America? to start this Hare Krishna Andolan. Why did not you do it in India? You know, India, so many people are there already who know Krishna. Prabhupada, of course, jokingly told her, which is a fact to a large extent. He said, when I speak in America or Africa or Japan or Germany or Australia or whatever, Russia, and when I say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, people say, oh yes, Swamiji. Or they may say, is it? I did not know. So they are very simple. So it's easy for them to reject or accept. He says, when I speak that in India, and when I say Krishna to Swayam Bhagavan hai, so people start asking questions. You know. How Swamiji? Why Swamiji? Aisa kaise ho sakta hai? Wo to ek dasavatar. You know, like that. They start giving all the arguments. So Prabhupada says it was much easier to do this in the Western countries. And that's a fact, you know, we always have this problem. I remember even when I joined the movement, you know, I had the same questions. I said, what is wrong in worshipping somebody else? I have been told from childhood, I'm not doing anything wrong. And then the answer to that was, ignorance is no excuse. You know? Ignorance is no excuse. Like, for example, if I am driving a car and then when the red light comes, I don't stop. And then the police cop comes and catches me. Can I tell him that, oh, I did not know that I am supposed to stop at the red light? That's the law. You are in this land, so you should know the law. So same way, especially when we are born in Bharatvarsha, it's the law that you are supposed to know that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Yeah. And then, and that's why people have this problem. And then I understood. He says, if a child puts his hand in the fire, and says that the fire will not say that child does not know that I am going to burn. The same way, ignorance is no bliss. Sometimes they say ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is no bliss. Ignorance means darkness. And we have to come out of the darkness. So here we see Krishna. Forget about Krishna. You know, even the other expansions of Krishna, even they are not recognized. You know. People think, oh, they just came, they did something. They don't accept the authority. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. Prabhupada says, to recognize means to accept the authority. See, Obama is president of America, but we don't accept his authority, then what is the use of accepting it? So same way, when we accept the authority, and then we cooperate with the laws of the Lord. Cooperate, you know, that means we follow. Like, you know, for example, if everybody has to drive the car at the right speed, in the right lane, all over the world, the police, traffic police department will have to be abolished because nobody is committing any offense. Why you need a traffic police? Everybody, people are falling on their own, right? But that doesn't happen, we know that. Police everywhere. Somewhere, of course, somewhere it will be more corrupt, less corrupt, no corrupt, but the fact is that's how it is. So same way, if everybody accepts Krishna's authority, God's authority, then there will not be any problem. But this material world has been designed in such a way that was already anticipated that's going to happen. And that's why the checks and balances are there. That's why punishments and rewards are there, you know, right? you get punished and you get rewarded by the Lord sometime. He knows. He is sitting as a super soul, so he knows everything. And then Krishna, generally we say, you know, even when Arjuna declared Krishna as the Supreme God in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he said not because I am saying that, and he just said because all these authorities. And here Prabhupada gives a big list. Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Narada, Madhva, Shankara, Ramanuja, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And then of course Prabhupada is in the same line. And then that's why Prabhupada doesn't say they are mudas, he says they are asuras. Sura means all the godly quality, people with godly quality. Asura means demoniac quality. So people are asuras. And then in the same way, the scientists who do not accept this fact also come in that category. That's why Prabhupada used to call them rascals. That is, a rascal means one who doesn't, according to Prabhupada, the rascal means one who doesn't accept the authority of Krishna. He is a rascal. So, like in player, coming to the translation part of this particular verse, you know, sometimes the player will be so much absorbed in that role that people start identifying him with that. You know. Like when there was a movie called Gandhi, and some British actor was playing the role of Gandhi. So the modern generation, you know, who don't know anything about Gandhi, not much about Gandhi, somebody was asked, who is Gandhi? And then immediately says Ben Kingsley, the person who was playing that role. You know. Like when Mahabharata was shown, then some actor called Nitish Bharadwaj, he was Krishna. So people, wherever he went, people would touch his feet, you know, like that. And this person is a alcoholic and, you know, all other things he was doing. But because he was doing that role, not recognized. You get absorbed. You know. Or some villain, he becomes a famous villain and he does so many bad roles. And if he goes in the... And in his own life, he's a very nice person. But when people see him, they start identifying, thinking that, oh, this is a bad man. So we should not even go near him. So same way, people, Kunti Devi is saying that you become a human being, a perfect human being. How? By your maya. By using your maya, you cover yourself and you become a perfect human being, and that's why people cannot recognize you. Especially those who are stupid, foolish, envious, asuras, demons. So we must understand that Krishna is not something mythological, imaginary, fiction. Somebody says Krishna came only for that Shyamantaka jewel, you know, just his whole plan was to get that jewel. Even the moment he got the jewel, I mean, there can't be more ridiculous explanation than that. He is a Triloka Maheshwara. He owns everything, and then he will fight for a jewel. So Prabhupada is recommending that for these kind of people, all these temples and churches and mosques are made so that they go there and then they get some benefit. They get some attraction towards Lord. You know. And that's for the less intelligent. So that doesn't mean that we should stop going to the temple because it is for the less intelligent. No, we go for the temple for devotional service. We go for active service. We go for, you know, rendering some help. If nothing, at least we go with a clean mind to see the Lord face to face, because He is the Archavigraha form. Like yesterday somebody asked me a question on my Facebook page. I had put the picture of our Radha Shyam Sundar, and this girl says that why are you putting hair on this idol? is it for what, decoration or something like that, she asked. And then I had to reply to her a long one that he's not a doll, he's not an idol, he's not a statue, he's Krishna. I said, we dress him, we feed him, we talk to him, we do everything with him, we make him sleep. So naturally, if he's a human, if he's like a, in the form of a, his original form, then he's not a bald person, you know, he's having a nice coat. It's all described, wonderful curly hair. Krishna's hair is described. So that way, see, that's how people get misled sometimes. But anyway, she had a good question, and I mean, I hope she got the answer. So okay, I think I would like to stop here, and you can have darshan of a new dress for Radha Shyam Sundar. Hari Bol.